What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Haley Sawyer, do you know who she is?
Haley, is this the AP voter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going well for her. She had to shut down all of her accounts.
I saw she locked her Twitter account.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably getting a lot. I mean, you can imagine
it's not good.
They're sending her way.
Yep.
Now, she is an AP Associated Press college football pollster.
Yes.
There are 62 of them.
Yes.
They are sports writers and broadcasters. And they're all across the nation. She is from the SoCal News Group.
Yeah, she covers USC.
And she voted in her week 3 ballot. She has Florida 14th, or 16th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
14th. She, if you don't know, Florida lost to South Florida at home last week. She had Florida 16th.
Yeah.
Prior to this week.
Yes.
So she has moved Florida up 2 spots in her AP top 25 poll.
Yeah.
After losing at home as big time favorites to South Florida. As you can imagine.
Didn't go over well.
Some are like,
yeah.
Why? Well, it makes you ask if you're even paying attention.
Well, and she made it worse because
she made it a lot worse.
She made a statement.
Well, I've got that.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to tell you is, and I'll play that in a second. South Florida is not in her top 25.
No.
Okay. So that's the team that beat Florida.
Yes.
So South Florida didn't make it in.
Yes.
And she moved Florida from 16 to 14.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah.
A mistake.
Yes.
I mean, she just wasn't.
And the correct answer should have been, I'm so sorry. I meant to write South Florida and I accidentally wrote Florida.
Even if she's lying.
Well, it's a must-lie situation.
Because you can't. Are you dropping Florida all the way out of the top 25?
Look, it's just a must-lie situation. There's
just say that.
Just say it.
Well, because no one can say otherwise. You're just saying, I meant to do this. Well, who can tell you, no, you didn't.
Right. But here is what Haley Sawyer put out on her social media.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a horrible look.
That is.
Well, and you sound like a rube, and I know you're trying to do the cute kind of little thing here, but that's only feeding into the misogynistic thing that you shouldn't be voting. It's just, it's not good. There's a way to handle that. I would like to be in charge of the PR when there's these sort of disasters, because there was a way she could have handled this. that it wouldn't have been outrageous. And by the way, I was listening to Dern Sprague. We're talking about this. And there's three or four other people in this, because these things are all public. You can go on Reddit and you can look up people's votes. Mm-hmm. And there's one guy that just week to week, like, just forgets to rank teams. Like, 1 week, like, he won't have a team in, and then the next week they'll be like 16. So clearly he just forgets to write people in.
Yeah, I saw this one too. The same account that pointed out Haley Sawyer initially and kind of blew up her spot said, we should also look at AP voter Chad Bishop, who moved Notre Dame from unranked to number 8 after a bye week and also forgot Florida State on last week's ballot, and this week dropped Ole Miss from 19 to unranked after an SEC win over Kentucky.
Just, he's just forgetting to put teams in.
So it sounds like a lot of them just don't take it that seriously.
Well, and like, her point is, you know, she kind of alluded to the fact that I'm sure she's covering USC on the West Coast, right? Those games go late and you get home, you have to have your thing in by a certain time on Sunday. And she's just kind of cruising through and she doesn't really have time. And so you're trying to look through some box scores. She's at the games, at the USC games, so she's not following everything. And so she just kind of had a brain fart. She didn't realize that South Florida had beat Florida. She just didn't realize it. And so you just need to come out and say, you know, hey, I you know, this was my bad. It was a mistake on my part. But to do she sounds like the Iraq and such as, and she's doing something like this. And I don't want to go into my process.
Yeah,
and
if I had really played matter. That for you and I said, guess who she covers or where she's from, you would have said SoCal.
Yeah. And it's just, it's not a good look.
That bit. Yeah. It's,
and you should
she
probably.
She sounds like the Valley Girl on like. SNL.
And you should probably have your vote taken away. You can't make a bad mistake and then say it doesn't matter and I'm not going to talk about my process.
Yeah.
And I'm
have a process.
And she may be great. I don't know. I mean, she had a brain fart. Let's not sit there and bury her.
Or she got caught not taking the job seriously.
Yeah, the response, you just, or just ignore it and just let it go away. But the fact that you chose to be like, I like the discourse, it's, you're not doing
yourself.
I appreciate
your interactions, and then I locked my Twitter account so that no one
can interact. As far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback.
You don't.
You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like
62.
It's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said,
doesn't matter.
It's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
Okay, well, yeah, that's not good. It makes you wonder, like, 62 sportscasters or like,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Media types, broadcasters or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, how do they pick the 62? Like,
I think you have to be a journalist or a TV person. I know Bill Orem has a vote. I think there's two locally. Okay. Bill Orme's one, and I forget who the other one is. I think it's a gal.
I mean, there's a lot of people who cover, there are a lot of people who cover college football.
Yeah.
So 62, while that seems like a lot, is actually not when you think of how many schools there are and how many entities there are covering each school, right? Yeah. So why don't you get the 62 best or the 62 that will take it the most seriously? Why don't you actually put more thought into who gives you, who gets your votes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she doesn't give a rip.
I don't know the whole process, what goes into it, but no offense, but if she's doing it, you know, that's...
But it feels like there would be 62 people who'd give enough of a rip that you should just give them the chance to do it.
You could probably line up a quality 62-person panel.
And while I'm not sure, to your point, I'm not sure how much this really matters, but if the selection committee is counting ranked wins, then it matters.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it does. For perception and, like you said, ranked wins and strength of schedule and all that, it does. The little number beside you, now ultimately, is it the end all to be all one person? But if you're going to be one of 62 in a pool of thousands that are watching and covering college football, you can't botch it and then go on and say, I don't want to talk about my process and it was a late night, but that's the excuse.
Maybe she partied.
Well,
after the game,
she should have just simply said it was a late night. The USC game ran late and guys, I am so sorry. I just made a absolute blunder. Or not say anything at all. Because the one bro that left Notre Dame and Ole Miss, he clearly is just forgetting teams from week to week. That guy ain't saying anything. Just keep your head. Sometimes just shut up, right? It's like when there's something, when something is controversial or something's out there, you know, this is the Dave Chappelle, one of my favorite Dave Chappelle quotes, and we can't say it, but he's like, or, you know, you could shut the F up. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just shut the F up. Next time you're thinking about sending off that fire tweet about whatever sort of great controversy is going on, maybe take Dave's advice. Next time you do something that's mildly controversial and some people on internet are giving you some heat, a handful of people, do yourself a favor, shut the F up and let it blow over.
The world needs to hear my hot takes, dude.
I love all the discourse, but then 2 hours later, I shut down all my social media because the discourse was really bad. Yes, it was. And I could have told you that.
Spent all that night.
Oh, I'm looking at the voter list. Brenna Green of Coin TV has a vote.
There you go. So
she was just in here.
Are the two that we have. We have Bill Orme and Ms. Green or Mrs. Green. I don't know. I don't want to piss anyone off.
All right. Coming up next is Arch Hurt, 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.